Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, my name is Wilbert. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. We're actually trying to conduct a voluntary opinion survey and want to ask a few questions about like issues facing your community and nation. Remember, your name was chosen random, and you may stop. Your individual answers are confidential. Will you help us out?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Can you quickly tell me, I know it's a long way off, right, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and like other offices? Will you like definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I would definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I please ask your race?
I'm a black Hispanic.
Thank you so much. And your age that I have is 24. Is that correct? Or can you correct me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as like somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction like the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you like very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed there?
I'm very satisfied. I want everyone to come to America.
Thank you. And now I'm going ahead a list of different issues like and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first issue would be making housing more affordable. Is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
10.
Thank you. What about protecting like abortion and reproductive rights? Not at all important, somewhat, or most important?
0.
Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
5.
Thank you. And reducing crime and gun violence?
0.
And how about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10. Very important.
Thank you very much. We're going to the next section now. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? If you approve, strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, okay? Now, the first is for Democrats in Congress. You could use from 0 to 100 depending how you feel.
Okay.
What would you say?
What was the question again?
For Democrats in Congress, depending on how you feel?
0, they're no good.
Okay. And what about for the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Oh, they've been horrible too. 0.
Thank you. And Joe Biden, what would you say about him?
He's been a horrible president. 0.
Thank you so much. We're to the next section at 37%. Thank you for your patience. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, you know.
Thank you.
approved then by the